Remember Sunday 9 a.m. in Mickey's room is Bible study. Wednesday 6:30 prayer, 7 to 8 Bible study. Thursday choir practice, 6:30 to 8. May 29th, next weekend, is Memorial Day service. Please invite everyone who served. May 30th, 9 a.m. at the Old Town Hall, Memorial service. Farmers Market begins next Saturday. Prepare to share. June the 10th, this isn't in your bulletin, but it's going to be the Ladies' Luncheon. Beth is going to lead a special program beginning at 1. If anyone wants to come earlier that and eat together, we can, but the program itself will start at 1, and that's here at the church. So any ladies who can make it, it seems like we're going to study about ladies in the Bible. And it should be interesting. And then the next day is our big Strawberry Missions Festival. So Joanne, do you have anything to say on that?
Just that, please save the date and keep it in mind. We will need volunteers for cooking, serving, and parking, and cashiering. And also there's an opportunity if anyone knows somebody who's involved in a charitable organization that would like to put their pamphlets out or have a booth or speak. We have spots for a little 5 minute speeches about these missions, these outreaches that occur either within our community or in the world in general.
Okay, Elaine?
There's opportunities to peel and slice strawberries either before or after the luncheon, or if you're a man that wants to come before or after. We'll let them out,
Any other announcements? Gail?
Just wanted to report on the 5 love languages that we are meeting on Monday nights and sort of 3/4 of the way through the book, and we're learning lots of wonderful ways to love people like Christ loved them. So, go on.
Yes, it is very informative. A little tough sometimes, but it's our goal. All right, prayer requests. Prayers for Bob and Judy. We were blessed to have our ladies' luncheon at their home this past week, and we had a phenomenal time. So I'm sure everyone who went enjoyed it. Alma and Charlie and all who battle Parkinson's. Prayers for our cancer warriors. Rich's daughter-in-law, Jacob. Roger Kerboy, the Reverend Bob Wellner. Karen's friend, Dee, and her husband, and all our cancer warriors as they battle cancer. Continued prayers for Jacob, baby Luke, Angelica Ward, and Alexis, as well as our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren that need healing, the doctors and nurses that treat them. Continued prayers for Austin Clark, Lisa's mother, Rich, Paul LaVoy, Priscilla Varney. And does anyone have any update on Alexis's surgery?
It didn't occur because she has poison ivy, so we're going to postpone it a month.
Postponing it. Okay. Thank you, Joanne. Any other prayer requests? I have one. My sister Ruth has been coughing since September, and we went to the doctor's on Thursday, and there is a mass on her lung, 8 centimeters, and one on her liver. So please add Ruth to your prayers. Gail?
Prayers of joy that Jack is back. And that she's healing.
Okay, Ed?
I think just a quick update on Jacob. He's continuing chemotherapy, but he's done with radiation for now. His major challenges this week has been dealing with the radiation burns. He's now at the stage that he's losing his hair, and the nausea is still constant. So it's just entered a state that it's, I mean, nothing dramatic occurred this week, but it's a long and terrible drag.
Okay, George?
My friend Charlie Roberts is going in for an operation for cancer Wednesday. I'd like to have a prayer request for him. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, if you're able, please stand for the call to worship.
Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
It's good to be gathered here in God's house. Good to have you all here. I don't think. Can anybody not hear me? All right, can you hear me okay?
I don't listen anymore.
I know. Now, the good news is everybody heard that, so you should be okay. Art and I practiced this for a long time. There was nobody that did not laugh, so we should be good. But welcome, welcome. We're glad to have you here. This truly is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. Every day that you wake up, that's the day God made just special for you. But today's extra special. Because today you not only get an hour's worth of service, and then for those of us that go out to critique the service afterwards, do breakfast, you get an hour's worth of service. You get a 30-minute break to go get a cup of coffee, use little men's and ladies' rooms, go downstairs and check and make sure that the food is good. And then we are going to be in praise mode. We're going to be in praise mode, and we're going to build up to that praise mode during this service. So we're glad to have you all here. On the announcements, Memorial Day is coming. Make sure that you invite all the veterans that you know. If they've served, bring them in next week. We spend a lot of time on Memorial Day, and we truly are a nation blessed by God, founded on God's principles, and we like to bring our veterans in and pay them the honor that their service has provided our freedom. So we like to bring them in and share with them. Our call to worship is 804. It's in your red hymn. Called the People of God. And I'll read the light part, y'all read the dark part. 804, the People of God. We are the people of God.
We have gathered to give our worship to one who gave our life, redeemed us in Christ.
Christ, and who, having redeemed us, has the right to lay claim to our lives.
We are the people of God, and the means through which God ministers to the world.
We give back to God our skills, our experience, our service, and our money, that both directly and indirectly we may help those in need.
Lord, show us all that you want us to do in your church and throughout the world. Remind us again that what we do for others, we do for you.
Amen.
And remind us again that what we do for others, we do for you. We are the walk, the talk, and the light and love of Jesus Christ. And I tell folks all the time, the only face of Jesus anybody may see this week is yours. So when you go out there, be proud. I served a long time in Uncle Sam's army. But I serve in the great army now. I serve in God's army. And each one of you are all sales reps for the Most High God.
And now you're a private for Christ.
Hoo-ah. Join with me in prayer. Father, we come together today and we are blessed. Blessed to live in a nation that allows us to assemble openly and freely. Blessed to be able to gather together here with like-minded Christians and join in a service not just here but around the world with all our like-minded brothers and sisters in Christ, lifting up praise and glory and honor to you, Father. We come here to be healed, renewed, lifted up, motivated. We come here, Father, to be recharged from the week that's gone before. So, Father, as we join together, we come together now in the prayer that your Son Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. all God's people said.
Amen.
I like praise and worship Sundays because you get an aerobic activity along with spiritual lift uplifting. It's a beautiful thing. Y'all make it. The ushers are going to come forward and receive our tithes and offerings. We are abundantly blessed.
Amen.
We are abundantly blessed. Small towns around here that we live in, we have ups and downs and bumps in the road, but overall, when you look at the world, we are abundantly, abundantly blessed. The offerings that you give help to support the ministry here, but the offering that you give every day of the week, the offering that you give when you're talking to somebody in line and they're telling you about their week and you say, I'll pray for you, and you lift them up in prayer. When somebody's having a week that's not going well and you take the time to stop by and visit or call them on the phone and you lift them up. That's the offering that changes the face of the people's walk that you encounter each day. So as the ushers come forward, I encourage you to share from your abundance. But let this praise and worship service and this Sunday motivate you to be an offering to God every day of the week.
Let go.
Father, each week we come and we humbly return just a small portion of what you've given to us, Father. We ask that you bless us and help us to be good stewards of this, that you help these gifts to move forward and expand our ministry to do your work, to reach folks that have not heard the word. Help us expand our borders. Help us to be your warriors each and every day. We ask you bless these gifts as well as the giver, that you multiply, magnify, utilize them in your service. We ask all these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, Hank and Betty are back from Florida. Hey. Joe's back from Florida. Sandy took a break and only stayed a week. She couldn't take it in Florida. She's so happy to be back, she doesn't know what to do with herself. Y'all didn't see it. All the children, come on down front. Big kids, little kids, in between kids.
When people wrote the Bible, they saw things that they could not describe, they'd never seen before. And like looking in that basket, trying to figure out what things are, it's kind of hard to tell somebody, like if I was going to describe to you, let me pick something in here. Okay, I'm holding something that's black, and it's shaped like a J. What do you think it might be? No.
A licorice candy?
No. And it's hard, really, really hard. And it's a little bit cold. Any ideas? And I would use it for hanging things. What do you think?
Hanger.
I would post it on the wall. Yes. When they wrote the Bible, they wrote stuff in here that they'd never seen before. So they had to describe it using things that they knew already. So when we read things in here, we don't always see the same things every day that they saw. So they had to do their best to describe it the way I just tried to describe that to you. It took a little while, right? I'm going to read something in here. It says, the band and the chorus united as one. They praised and thanked the Lord. The selections were interspread with trumpets and something else. And the clashing of cymbals, the loud playing of other musical instruments, and all praising and thanking the Lord. And their theme was, He is good, His loving kindness lasts forever. And at that moment, the glory of the Lord came as a bright cloud, filling the temple, so that the priests could not continue their work. Have you ever seen anything like that?
No.
No, none of us ever has. But that doesn't mean that the Lord isn't with us. They actually got to see the presence of God. It was like a cloud. And I read in one encyclopedia, Bible encyclopedia, that said it wasn't really like a cloud, but that was the only thing they knew how to compare it with. It was, we could see through it, and it was kind of like foggy, and it was bright, and it was colorful, and it was like nothing they'd ever seen before.
Is it a rainbow?
Kind of like a rainbow, yes. You guys are good. I know, that's excellent. When we are in the presence of God, sometimes we can see things like that, sometimes we can't. But when we praise and worship, God is with us. That's why when we sing, we cup our hands sometimes. Some of you clap, some of you don't. And it's okay, because when we're in the presence of God, we have a right to get excited. The priests got so excited, they had to stop doing what they were doing. They just couldn't do it anymore. They stopped because it was God that was with them. Can you imagine if God just went,
Hello. What would you do?
I'd be like,
yeah, you'd be speechless, right?
Who are you?
That's God. You can have the presence of God. Some people probably did. To be in the presence of God is the most awesome thing. And sometimes you can see things, and sometimes, well, most times we don't. But that doesn't mean he's not here. Okay, look, close our eyes. Jesus, I pray that you would help us to see you all the time, that you would help us to feel your presence and just know that you're here with us. Father, I pray that we would get excited when we worship and praise you because you are here, even though we can't see you. Lord, I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Karen. Continue service with 509. Oh, how I love Jesus. 509. Come together and talk to God, opportunity to lift up prayer concerns and to lift up joys and to take a few minutes maybe for the first time all week when the phone doesn't ring and nobody's bothering you, where you can not only talk to God but hear God talk to you. We always have more than enough folks to pray for. We'll lift up all the folks that are on our prayer requests. We'll lift up Ruth, Terry and Jeannie's sister. We'll lift up Charlie Roberts as he prepares and goes for surgery this week. But it's just a time for you to hear God's voice. Hear God's voice. Sometimes the sermons come to you in the prayers of another person. I always start my sermons and I always talk about how that I'm going to deliver a sermon and everybody will hear something different. Everybody will hear something. The theme will be the same, but your message that you receive will be particular to you because God's got a message for you. And during this prayer time, sometimes the message comes in an unexpected way in someone else's prayer or someone else's joy. I'll start the prayer. It'll go to Kit, work its way up, down through the pews as it comes to you. If you don't have anything special that you want to lift up, just say amen or thank you, Lord. It'll move on to the next person. Well, let's take a few minutes and talk to God and hear God's voice. Father, we come together and we lift up all the folks on our prayer requests. We lift up all the Elma and Charlies, the Bob and Judy's of the world, and folks that battle Parkinson. We lift up all our cancer warriors, and we seem to add to them on a weekly measure. The disease continues on, Lord. We pray for a cure, and we pray for wisdom for the doctors and nurses that treat everybody. We lift up baby Jacob, and baby Luke, and Angelica Ward, and Alexis, and all our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren that are having medical problems. Again, Father, we lift up the doctors and nurses that treat them. We continue with prayer requests from my brother's friend, Austin Clark, Lisa's mother, Rich. Paul's here. We thank you, Father, for Paul's progress and his healing. He's getting good doctor's reports. We continue to pray for Priscilla Varney, Alma's sister. We add Ruth and Charlie Roberts to our prayers. But Father, we're grateful for this nation that we live in. We pray for the men and women that are spread around the globe that defend our country. We pray for the families that wait for their return. We lift up our police and our firefighters and our EMTs and all the first responders who at a moment's notice leave home and go into harm's way to help other folks. Pray for our leaders, local and national, that you would give them wisdom, that you would speak to their minds and their hearts, and then give them the courage to move forward and do your will, Father. And now, Father, we add our own individual prayer requests.
Dear Father in heaven, thank you for today, Lord. Thank you for my church family. Thank you for my children, Lord, and my grandchildren, and the health that they enjoy. We've been to you, Lord. Please guide them, watch over them, and let them be a blessing to others. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, dear Lord, for this church and this community. Please be with all those that are here. Thank you, God, for this bright new day.
Father, you know our desires. Please give us the patience and the forethought to say not our will, but yours be done.
Thank you, Lord, for pulling my sister through our open heart surgery, for all the prayers that you received from both this church and our friends all around.
Thank you, Lord, for all of us this morning. Please be with Ruth and Charlie and Steve and Uncle for this broken leg and all those who are suffering this disease or injury or anguish.
Thank you, Father, for all of your people that are gathered in this building today. We may we encourage each other as we praise you and receive blessings from you. Father, today I want to especially lift up the Ruth. Dear God, please heal her. Just take away the tumor in her lung, in her liver. I pray for Jane and Terry. Please do not add sorrow with that sorrow to these wonderful Christian women. Forgive me, Mr. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for my church family. Watch over my friend Charlie. Davis.
Thank you, God, for all my blessings. Ask for
Lord, I thank you for what you've done for us, Lord. For Jesus' blood on the cross, giving us a new covenant with you. For now you call us your children. You will be our God, and we will be your children. Lord, it's just so astonishing to think about the maker of this world and all of us in it, each one of us individually. I just thank you so, Lord. Thank you for your love. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for my blessings. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, I lift up to you and Bob, and I pray that Bob gets blessed by God, that you give him more good days that you need, Lord. More days of laughter and joy than she was expressed. Father, pray that you continue to give her the strength and the patience that she has, and multiply those longer or split it won't be a burden to her. Father, I pray for Jamie and Terry, Father, to give them joy in that heart, love, and peace. Father, I pray that you've given her promise and with the promise that you're going to heal her, love, and it's all going to be okay. Father, I ask this in Jesus' name.
My Lord, I lift up my sister to you and her husband because the circumstances have been changing. I just pray that you have the right doctors and that you help us to help her. And I also would like to lift up Emma today as she becomes a nurse and what joy that is. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, that you are acquainted with our griefs and that through your stripes we are healed, that there is nothing that we're going through that you have not experienced in ways that we can't even imagine. Lord, thank you for ever living and making intercession for us. And thank you most for this church here. All right, my brothers and sisters praying for my wife and everybody praying for one another. This truly is the day that the Lord hath made. And we should be glad and rejoice in it. Lord, and thank you for what's coming. Also, I'd like to offer up all of my battle buddies and fallen heroes in military services throughout the years, as this Memorial Day will be a special dedication in Boston to the 57,000 or more veterans from Massachusetts that have fallen in conflicts over our history, Lord. Please hold their families up in a special way, especially the old stuff, Lord, and bless this church in every way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord, for watching over us. Thank you, Lord, for being here with us. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us each day with what we need. And thank you, Father, for my brothers and sisters here, Lord, that have been praying for me and sending cars and cars. And we pray you bless them for that. And pray you for watching over us to just bless this day. I see.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Father God, I pray that you would cause our country to return to your ways. And I pray, Father God, that you would heal our land. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Father, I pray for those who are suffering and who have lost hope, that you would give them hope in their hearts and faith and the knowledge that you are there with them, carrying their burdens for them.
Lord in heaven, I ask and I pray that you please make brothers and sisters in the faith strong, truthful, and hearing the truth.
Thank you, Lord.
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 Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to worship our brothers and sisters from this church.
Dearest Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessing of this beautiful spring day, Lord. Pray for all our defenders of our freedom, Lord. Pray for all our military men and women, Lord, or firefighters or policemen, Lord, EMTs that are out there at this very moment, Lord, ensuring that we can meet here, Lord, and not have to worry, Lord. Thank you for our dear pastor, Lord, and pray that you fill him with the Holy Spirit, Lord, that you bless him, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, please extend your mercy on all of the members of our extended church family who are suffering illnesses and cancers and other ailments, especially the children. And a special prayer for men and women who are abroad in harm's way, for the responders who protect us locally, and also a special prayer for service members who have come home and still need some prayer and support and love.
Father, we come before you and we lift up prayers, spoken and unspoken. We lift them up knowing that you have a plan for us for good and not for evil. We lift them up knowing that you're excited to hear from us. Just as a father or a grandfather or a mother longs to hear the voice of her children, you long to hear our voice. You want to hear our small information on what our day was like. You want to hear from us with our expectations for the day. You want to hear from us with our plans. And then you want to feed us back input because you want to bless us and bless us abundantly. So, Father, we lift up all these prayers to you through your Son, Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 150, which is, as we know, the last psalm in the Bible. And it's interesting because all of this is talking about around worship, and specifically in Chronicles, we're going to be reading, King Solomon dedicates the temple, and this is the first service in the temple. So it's good to understand. So turn to Psalm 150, and it starts out, "Praise ye the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts, praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet, praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with a timbrel and dance. Praise him with the stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord." Hallelujah. And now we turn to 2 Chronicles. Second Chronicles 13 and 14. "It came even to pass, as the trumpeters and the singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising, thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, and praised the Lord, saying, For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God, the Shekinah glory of the Lord." Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Charlie.
Join with me in prayer. Father, we come, and as we come each week, Father, we ask that you come and put your hands on each person's shoulder here, that you lift us up, that you surround us with angels, that you open our hearts and minds so that the message that you have for each person here would come through clearly, that whatever the mission is that you have for us to do, that we would hear your direction and then be the warrior that'll move forward to answer the call. Help us to be a blessing this day and each day, Father, that you give us, for this truly is the day that you have made. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise and worship is an interesting thing. And I grew up in the church and went on in life. A lot of you folks know I'm retired Army. Army has its own form of praise and worship. You prepare to move out and they teach you to sing with enthusiasm. They teach you to sing, and you discover that when you sing and you lift up your voice and you lift up your noise with like-minded warriors, that you can run farther, that you can go all day each day, that you can do things that you didn't think that you could do before you were sent out to do them. And after a while, if you're a good soldier, just as the scripture says, you don't ask about why, you just go and do. You lift up as a good soldier and you move on. One of the ones that we used to move on to is they'd line us all up, and our platoon leaders would get in line, and the song would go, "Here we go, we're at it again, we're moving out, we're moving in, here we go, we're at it again, we're moving out, we're moving in." And you move forward, smartly as a unit, double time. Praise and worship are a joint operation. We're going to talk about praise and worship in a lot of different ways. Then we're going to come back and we're going to do some praise and worship, and you'll be lifted to a new level. But praise and worship just isn't coming in and being motivated for that moment. Praise and worship comes in, and you see, the last psalm says, praise the Lord. Praise him in his sanctuary. Praise him in the mighty firmament. Praise him in his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent goodness. God's good to us all the time. 24/7, 365. God is there all the time. Bible encourages us, exhorts us, and even commands us to praise the Lord. You say to yourself, oh, well, what's praise? It's interesting that in the New Testament, the words praise, worship, glory, and honor are all translated from the same Greek word. The word's doxia. And at its base, it means glory. How it's translated depends on its context. It's how you use it at that time. So your praise can be in the form of worship, glory, honor, or if you've got your Bible and you turn to the book of Acts, chapter 16, and you take a look at the book of Acts, chapter 16, you'll find out that Paul's in prison. Acts chapter 16. And we're going to look at verses 25 and 26. Now they brought Paul in and Silas, and they gave him a tune-up. Yeah. They brought him in and flogged him for a little while and put him in jail. But in 25 and 26, but at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. Mm-hmm. And the prisoners were listening to them. Mm-hmm. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's chains were loosed. My suggestion to you today and this week is if you've got chains that are binding you down, something that's holding you back, something that makes you feel like you don't have anything going on the right way, you're overwhelmed, it's time to sing.
Amen.
It's time to lift up your voice and pray, and you'll get through that day. Hank and I were talking before church. Betty blessed Hank with bags of topsoil. They have boku bags of topsoil at their little house that they are working together on leveling the topsoil and putting in the lawn. Hank, this message will help you out through those bags of topsoil. We're going to hear you sing while you're spreading that topsoil.
Spread the seed, brother.
And God will lift you up. God will lift you up. It's easy to sing when things are good. It's easy to come in, and we're going to do some really highly motivated singing today, and you're going to be lifted up. But those songs need to go home with you.
Amen.
These songs need to go home with you. My folks here have heard stories about my uncle. My uncle Arch lived to be 99, and he was an operator. He could operate a shovel, a rake, a pickaxe, a hoe, any handheld tool that you had, and he would do design work on ditches and this type and culverts and this type of thing, and he was an artist. But he would work, and you'd hear Arch working away, and as he'd work with the shovel and the pickaxe and whatever he was working at, it would form this type of motion. Because as he was swinging, whether it was cutting wood or digging a ditch, he had a rhythm. And whatever the rhythm was, he was singing a hymn as he went along. When I was a little kid growing up, the pastor that I wanted to emulate growing up was a pastor that stayed in the parsonage, but the little church on the hill couldn't support him, so he'd work with the road crew when he couldn't get work. And my Uncle Arch paid him the best compliment that you can pay a preacher. He said, we were sitting around having coffee one day, he was visiting with my dad, and he said, you know, that preacher's a pretty good worker. And he preaches a mean sermon in a ditch. That's what being accountable and praising God is about. Because I don't care if Dennis just got his new hogs and the electric fence ain't working and they're all down in the woods. And you're calling those hogs back, or you're working with Joel and his bees come out and Joel says they won't hurt you, and they won't hurt you much is what he says. But you need to praise your way through the difficult things. Over the years, we've worked on a lot of projects on the way through. And everybody has some type of prison that holds them back. You might think that you can't sing. You might think that you don't read well. You might think that you're not young enough, smart enough, strong enough. Whatever prison that you're being held in, look past the bars. Look past the things that hold you back. Remember Paul and Silas. When the storm comes, the storm might be illness, injury, sickness, job loss, problems with your marriage, whatever. Look past the bars that hold you in, because you can see through the bars. It's not a solid wall, you can see through the bars. You can see the daylight. And even if you're in a dark room, you can see the light and love of Jesus Christ wherever you are.
Amen.
And Peter kind of talks about the very reason for the church being in 1 Peter, 2nd chapter, verse 10. It says, if we do not praise him, the very stones would cry out.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
If we do not praise him, we won't know the tremendous power that a breakthrough brings. Mm-hmm. I worked as a hospital chaplain for over a year, and I still spend a lot of time in and out of hospitals. Little kids in particular, and people that are in coma that you don't think can hear you. When you go to talk to them, they can hear you pray. They can hear you sing. I remember my mother was waiting to go home to be with God. We walked into her room, and my sister said, Mao was like the 23rd Psalm. I said, yeah, my mother had cancer when nobody else survived cancer back when I was a kid. So we started to do the Yea, Though I Walk Through the Valley of the Shadow of Death. And my mother hadn't said anything in a while. And all of a sudden she sets up and she goes, Yea, Though I Walk Through the Valley of Shadow of Death, I will fear no evil.
Amen.
I had hair then, it scared me. But it got my attention that no matter how far away you are,
and how far away you think that you are. You're never that far away from the things that you've held in your heart, the things that you hold in your mind. Little kids, my granddaughter was in and out of the hospital a lot of times, used to sing her all the little songs that children liked. And sit there, and she just, you know, she didn't need a sermon. What she needed was Poppy holding her and singing her a song. Singing her something simple, like, "Oh, how I love Jesus," or "Jesus loves the little children." That's praise. That's praise when it can go beyond. Paul knew it, Silas knew it, and I hope that as today progresses, that you all will know it. And we're blessed today because folks come in and will be coming in, and they worship in different formats and all different places. And we'll give you these. But when we, you can do just the left side. My wife's got some over there. And we always tell the story about folks that go to heaven. And they get to heaven. I don't need any music. And I don't need any music for it. When they all get to heaven, and it could be the good Baptist that goes to heaven, and he arrives at the gate, and St. Peter welcomes him and gives him a tour. And he walks through heaven, and there's a big party going on. And the good Baptist says, "What's going on in there?" And they said, "Well, those are all the Catholics gathered over there." "Oh, that's good." And they walk through, and there's another big conference room, and there's a big party going on. He says to St. Peter, "Who's in there?" He said, "Those are the Presbyterians." "Oh, that's wonderful." They come by the next door, and the doors are closed, and there's a whole ruckus going on in there. He says to St. Peter, "What's there? Who's there?" And he said, "That's the Baptists. They think they're the only ones here." But when you get to heaven, it'll be in this format. It'll go, "We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. And we pray that all unity may one day be restored. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. We will work with each other. We will work side by side. We will work with each other. We will work side by side. And we'll guard each man's dignity and save each man's pride. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love, 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 by our love."
Y'all did good.
Amen.
I love it, that's why.
Good.
So as we move now, we'll move from here, we'll take a break, we'll come back, and we'll continue fellowship. And my blessing for you is that you'll not have those bars. That in times of good times and bad times and in all times, we were talking in church in Sunday school this morning, and we were talking about getting through the week and being prepared. It was kind of a put on your armor minute. And Betty said, "You know, I make a point now to listen to Christian radio and Christian music as much as I can because it fortifies me during the week."
Amen.
And you talk about all the supplements that you take to make you stronger, healthier, faster. Some folks are looking for hair. Jack and I got that figured out. We don't need none of that. But if you want to be truly fortified, surround yourself with like-minded brothers and sisters in Christ. Surround yourself with the Word, and surround yourself with music that will lift you up and keep you focused all through the week. So as we finish this service, I would like you all to stand up for Jesus, number 663. Thank you. five Sundays, we do the extended service. So in July, we'll be doing the extended service again. So every time there's 5 weeks, that fifth week, we do the service, we do praise and worship, and we do a bring dish. So tell your friend, y'all come. As the summer wears on, we'll be outside. That way we can feed the multitudes. It'll be a beautiful thing. Go with me in prayer. Father, we ask now that you lift us up, that you make us more than we ever thought we could be. That, Father, as we move forward, that we'll accept whatever mission that you have in mind for us. That we will move through the week singing and praising your glory, Father, so that more might see the light, so that more might find their way home to you, so that none will be left behind. We lift you up, Father, and ask that you bless us all, that you lift us up to new heights of excellence. We ask all these things in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said.
Amen.